nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Morning. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected show, money show on radio. I'm Troy Harmon, CFA. I'm joined by Mark Bendinelli, also a charter holder, the CFA charter holder.
Morning, everyone.
And Nick Antonucci.
Morning, guys.
A research analyst. It's an all research show this week, and we should talk about all kind of fun stuff.
As always.
But as normal, we'll start off with the market.
So I got to tell you, this is one of the most boring stock market rallies I've seen in a while.
Yeah, it has gotten kind of flat lately.
Uh-huh. It's up 10 bips here, 0.1% every day, just a little bit each day.
Even though it's not very exciting, we did have a market high again this week. Monday, we had a new high on the S&P 500, and we've been flirting with that the Dow high, right, 17?
Yep. Dow had four straight going from Thursday through Tuesday. It ended on Wednesday. And what we were looking at with the S&P 500, we saw a stat out there that it's been 38 days now since the market has failed to close 1% higher or 1% lower. It's a 15-year time since it's been moved that little.
Yeah, limited volatility. I guess the VIX index is probably still through
continuing to make new lows.
Right.
You got to wonder, though, with everything going on in the Middle East this week, you know, could we see some increased volatility next week and the coming weeks, depending on what happens with that situation?
Yeah, there's some strange things out there. Year-to-date, markets, as of recording at least, is up 4.36, that is, percent, according to the S&P.
And what's leading it right now,
utilities,
guys?
Utilities. Yeah, it's a really odd rally. It's not very often that you see the utilities sector lead a rally, but I guess it's
right?
Dividends. Yeah, that's the only sense you can make of it. On the week, the market is looks like it's down a touch.
Yeah, down about 0.5%. Yep. But like Nick's saying, with the Middle East pretty much burning right now, energy was up 1.5%.
Yeah, it led the way, no doubt.
1-year high on oil prices today, maybe. I thought I'd seen that.
Yeah, what are we, around 110? It's got to be up, 1%, probably 111, something like that.
And China's out there right now trying to build its strategic reserves, I guess. So
I read that this week. That's one of those situations. That's what the United States did, back in the 70s, trying to cushion themselves from the absolute necessity of buying oil.
I believe so. I wasn't alive back then, but that's what I hear.
Well, you're alive now, as far as I can tell, and China's the one who we're talking about, I thought, but maybe I'm wrong. We had other news. I got a few economic indicators. We saw chain store sales snapshot was released this week, reporting a fall of 2.8% after gaining 2.9% in the prior week.
Still got some year-over-year growth, just under 3%, though. So
yeah. There
is some positive in the news.
Right, yeah, it's a bit mixed. We also saw wholesale trade inventories rise, and this inventory issue is one that we had talked about. Wasn't that one of the reasons GDP had fallen in the first quarter?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It knocked nearly 2% off of the GDP. So if inventories were pretty much normal or at least grew a little bit, GDP probably would have been up in the first quarter. Instead, it fell 1% as of the last report. But this is going to be good for the economy going forward. As long as inventories continue to get built up, because everybody is drawing them down in the first quarter, it should boost growth in the second quarter.
Yep. We also had some mortgage applications that looks like spring is here. It usually gets a little better in the spring. And we saw that both refinances and purchase activity increased.
Yeah, I had a little bit of a buildup from probably the previous holiday week. People not going out looking at houses over the Memorial Day holiday, but numbers this week look a heck of a lot better.
Yeah, we had 9.3% on the purchase activity and 11% gain for refinancing.
It's funny that the refinancing was up so much when mortgage rates actually ticked up a little bit.
Yeah, they were up a bit. It wasn't huge, but what are we at, 4.22% now?
Yep, on the 30-year.
Right.
And then jobless claims, this has been an up-and-down number that we've been seeing for a while now, and it always is. It's a volatile number. But what we've been seeing is basically claims falling to about 300,000 a week, and basically it means that we're probably creating about 200,000 jobs a month. Are they good jobs? That's up for debate.
Right, yeah, we've talked about that a good bit lately. But all things considered, we actually had a tick up in jobless claims this week, right?
Yep.
Then we had retail sales came out on Thursday showing May retail sales rose very modest, 0.3%, and that was worse than we'd expected.
Yeah, April sales were revised higher about to 0.5%, but most of that was driven by automobile sales. If you take out all the car sales from April, I think retail sales were only up 0.1%, so not exactly great news.
Yeah, the autos are leading the retail charge. That's I'm sure Detroit appreciates that. You know.
And interest rates moving higher again this week.
Yep.
Well off 2014 lows that we saw. Actually, just about 2 weeks ago, the 10-year's up to 2.63%. I think it was at a 2.44 about May 28th, which was our 2014 low.
Yeah. Started the year at about 3%, and we've been having the taper, which in our estimation is a tightening of sorts, which should drive interest rates higher, but we go from 3% down to 2.63, you know, almost midway through the year, and we've lost, what, about 40, is it $40 billion in monthly purchases off the...
Yep, it's from 85 to 45 right now.
Right, yeah, so the taper, who knows what might have happened, but at the moment it doesn't look like it's worked much.
Yep, we kicked off the week with a flurry of M&A activity. There's about three or four deals. We had Tyson Foods, it's buying Hillshire Brands. Merck is acquiring Idenex Pharmaceuticals. The Idenex Pharmaceuticals share price tripled on a single day. Oh. It would have been nice to hold that. Then we also saw, let's see, Hittate Microwave was purchased by Analog Devices. And then our old boy Carl Icahn was back again.
Yeah.
Saying he had, a 10% stake in Family Dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that actually M&A deals is something we watch pretty close because it usually, when you see a lot of M&A in the market, it usually is a positive sign. And I noticed that one of our macroeconomic reports showed that $1.8 trillion in M&A deals has gone on over the last 140 some days.
Mm-hmm.
So more or less year to date.
Yeah, that's considerably higher than what we were seeing last year. Would we probably have about half that?
Yes, yeah. It's it surely has ticked up. So
I think a statistic we were looking at last week showed that growth in M&A in 2013 was around $143 billion, and this year it's over $700 billion.
Yeah, yeah. Like I say, a positive sign for the economy, at least we hope so. And there's actually plenty of positive signs out there.
Yeah, we got some decent earnings reports this week, Radio Shack excluding. Burlington Stores, they operate Burlington Coat Factory. As you'd expect with the winter we just went through, their results are pretty solid. They saw about a 3% rise in same-store sales. Revenue was up about 6%. They beat estimates, analyst estimates on the revenue side and the earnings side, and their shares were up about 5% on the news.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, like Mark said, excluding Radio Shack, who reported a bigger loss than expected, hurt by higher promotions for smartphones and tablets. So I think Radio Shack's trading, around $1.50, $1.40 now. It's one of those stores that you got to wonder how much longer are you actually going to see Radio Shacks open.
Yeah, I still need to pick up an old Walkman.
I'm sure you can there. Shares actually fell 10% following that earnings announcement.
Yeah, you would think that a Radio Shack would be right in the crosshairs of e-retail. You'd think they could sell just about anything they make, and these are people that are usually more electronic savvy, so right. You know, why would they have the brick-and-mortar store?
Exactly. They already closed about 300 stores, and they announced that in March, and, I mean, when you see your same-store sales fall 14% year-over-year, that's just awful, awful numbers.
Yeah, when you see the big ad that they took out at the Super Bowl, you start wondering exactly what management is thinking.
Hey, it was a great ad. I haven't seen Mary Lou Retton in about two decades.
Yeah, and you might not see her in about three more. But anyway, we had other earnings. But I tell you what, why don't we tell folks where we can, where they can reach us? We will answer your questions via email, or you can call us toll free at 1-855-429-9166. The place you can catch us on the email is drgene@hensler.com. That's drgene at hensler.com.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, anywhere, LinkedIn.
That's right.
Any social media.
Serious social media presence. So you can look at us, look for us there. Guys, let's take a quick break. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.